Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But I want to play for you something from a man that I consider wallpaper. Literally. Like, if this man disappeared and I asked you for your greatest memory of this man's work, you would just look at wallpaper. There'd be nothing. This man has become obscenely wealthy due to his mastery of nothing. He is just there.
He's a very smart man, Mike.
No, he's not.
Don't you know where he went to school?
Yes,
just
I
wait,
do.
He'll tell you.
So this is from Mike Greenberg of ESPN. I don't get Greeny. I don't get his existence. I don't remember the last opinion he had, much less one I agreed with. He's just this really highly paid traffic cop with great makeup. So let's party. Here's what he had to say about the Lions and their Super Bowl window. Strap in for this. Okay. So, let me start with a couple things. A, Buffalo's in the playoffs every year. Buffalo has been good. They just haven't won the Super Bowl. It's not that their window is closed. It's that they haven't gotten it done. The Bengals is a god-awful comp. They went into Buffalo and won the year after they lost the Super Bowl. Then, you're right, they lost to the Chiefs. This year, Joe Burrow died. Don't quite think that's on the level. Yeah. So I want to just start with the beginning of it. If you want to tell me that Green Bay is here to stay, I agree with you. If you want to tell me this division won't be any walk in the park in the next few years, I am with you. But to suggest that the Lions' window has been missed when, frankly, they were a year ahead of schedule? People, can you help me?
See, that's a head-scratcher because if he would have came out and said, hey, Lions fans, you have a new roommate. It's the Green Bay Packers. You may not like it, but you guys are going to be sharing a room together because you're going to be around for a while. You're going to be a nice little you'll actually be a rivalry because I think each game, you won't know who's going to win that game. But to sit here and say that Green Bay surpassed you, I guess he's basing it off of their last head-to-head, which was Thanksgiving Day. Because Thanksgiving Day, Green Bay was the better team. They came into Ford Field and did something that really nobody else could do, win that game, other than Seattle. But I'm with you. I don't see where the Lions are declining. It's not like they lost their quarterback. It's not like they lost their offensive line. It's not like they lost some skilled player. It's not like they lost a ton of people to free agency. I don't know what happened. If you're simply going on the fact that, well, in history, it says that once you there, you fall off. So he's saying they're going to be next year's Philadelphia Eagles, if I hear this correctly.
Yeah, but the Eagles had absolute problems in the locker room. They have a coach that no one is sure whether he's any good. They lost both coordinators. Not one,
right?
Both coordinators.
You kept them.
And they had their enforcer kicked off the sidelines. He's like their team shaman, that Dominic DeSandro guy. Look, listen.
Well, maybe the common denominator is maybe the Niners broke the Lions, according to him.
The topic I'd rather do is it's like, I don't even know what the comp would be. It's like you don't ever see anyone walking around with an Orange Julius, yet it's a business. I don't ever see anyone say they like Mike Greenberg, but yet he exists.
So he's Arby's.
The point I'm making, I just would love to know from you guys. Forget about the Greenberg element here. How on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is this take? That the Lions' window is closed. That the Packers are now objectively better. And that the Lions will never get back. I couldn't believe when it was played for me. And I'm like, all right. I mean, I don't expect a lot from Greenberg. I mean, Greeny is just exceedingly boring. But my God.
He planted his flag.
This team's just getting started here. And whether they end up fulfilling the promise of what they are, to suggest that the window's closed, that is not the same as not getting it done.
No. See, here's what happened. Because I was just as shocked. But you know what? Maybe this is just... Bear with me. Okay, because I'm not saying it's this, but I think maybe nationally it is a little bit of same old Lions. He's saying, okay, Detroit, you had your blip on the radar. You were good, but you know what? You're Detroit.
Felt patronizing, didn't it?
It did. You're Detroit. You can't do this again. I'll bet money you'll find a way to trip over yourself and just self-destruct. That's what that was. I thought last year the way they won and how they did it, and it felt, if you're a Detroit fan, it had to feel good because the nation embraced you. But now Greenberg is telling me, we all didn't embrace you. And some of us think that you're still the Lions and you're really will always be the Lions. And you're just the hard luck team of the NFL. Something bad will happen. I believe in Green Bay. I think Green Bay has a chance to come back. You know, they got rid of Aaron Rodgers and this thing's going to be good. If he had made this point after the Thanksgiving Day game, I could live with it. But... like both teams each lost in the playoffs. I don't see what puts Green Bay head and shoulders above the Lions. Now, if you tell, like, once again, hey, Detroit, you got a new sweet mate. You may not like it, but we think that you two are going to be on the same level. I can accept that.
I have
that.
No problem if you tell me, look, the Lions are in for a dogfight this year with the Pack.
Yep.
I have no problem if you say, look, I think the Pack might win the division. That has nothing to do with taking the next step and claiming their window is closed. No, you could say a window is closed when you have to release seven defensive starters the way the Eagles did. You could say, hey, Buffalo's window is closed right now. Why? Josh Allen's extension triggered. They had to release their entire defense, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Your window is closing when all of a sudden, you know, you went from the NFC Championship game to losing in the first round of the wild card to not making the playoffs. Window's done. You just made the NFC Championship game. You played a hell of a game against San Francisco. Yes. Did you give it away? You did. But I can't sit here and fault you and say, well, you'll never get back there. Come on, man. You're better than that.
All right, come on. Do you know anyone who actually likes Mike Greenberg?
I do. I know a couple people.
Who?
I know a couple
As Cat people. Williams once said, it is unlike you to have an aversion to losers. What is wrong with you?
Man, people like different things.
But what? What is the redeeming quality?
Because some think he's smart.
By sitting there and letting other people do his work?
That is smart if you think about it.
He's a traffic cop.
if you can get other people to do your work, that's pretty smart.
I could have Roberto host Get Up. I'd get the same thing.
Right, but when he goes into that deep thought and that look, like, you know, I was thinking.
Yeah, okay, sure you were. Or your nine writers were. All right, David, what is your take on that? I think it's one of the most absurd things I've ever heard. It's absurd.
It is absurd. I will believe that the Green Bay Packers will compete with the Detroit Lions in the division this year. But to say that their window, the Lions' window, is closed, first off, it just opened. And they pushed it open. Last year, they went to levels they weren't expected to go to last year. They were expected, everyone said, win the division, win a playoff game.
Right.
They went all the way to the NFC Championship game. They pushed their window open. It will be open for years now.
David, right. Like, when you look, I look at a team like the Cleveland Browns. You did it with Flacco, and it was kind of a piecemeal type of thing. If you told me, guys, that's a one-off, won't happen again, you know, Watson's not that good, he's why, I could buy that. But nobody, your both coordinators came back, your coach is there, nothing major has happened. You've actually added to the roster.
Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get better. Sam LaPorta is going to get
better. J-Mo's getting better.
J-Mo's getting better.
And for everybody who said we blasted J-Mo, J-Mo.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Right.
Brian Branch.
Right.
Now, I'm not including Jack Campbell just for the sake of argument. Let's just keep it rolling.
Kirby Joseph.
Look at what you've added. The defensive line is going to be better. The offensive line should not take any noticeable step back.
You got one of the best tight ends in the game.
I just don't understand it.
Right. Your running back situation. Yeah, good luck with that. Like, I don't know.
That's your boy.
I didn't understand that at all, to say that it's closed, because there's – I really wish somebody would have followed up and said, tell me why.
Follow up? It's an echo chamber. There's nothing to follow up. It's not like they're taking calls.
I would have needed somebody to – you know what, Greeny? Tell me why.
I would have walked off the set. Just be like, I can't do this. This is ridiculous. Get me somebody with a brain. I got to go. This guy's got makeup in his brain. Get out of here. You know how much makeup those TV people wear?
I do.
My God.
You forget, I used to work in TV.
Right, we're out here El Natural. Ain't no makeup for us.
We got faces for radio.
248-539-9797. I'd love to hear from you. ESPN, First Take, First Step, Get Up, whatever the hell the show's called. Awful. I think one of the most egregious takes about the Lions ever. There, I said it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This one is really stupid, because reverse engineering. How many teams in football have a equal or better window than the Lions right now? Really think about it. And I'll even accept answers I don't believe. Meaning, if you called me up and said, well, Mike, the Kansas City Chiefs, as long as Mahomes is there, dot, dot, dot. I don't necessarily believe that, but I'll accept it because I don't want to argue. I'm making a point to you that in the NFC, right, forget the AFC for a minute, and let's just talk about the teams that will stand in your way in the NFC. Who is built objectively better for the longer term than your Lions in the NFC? Okay, you can't say the Dallas Cowboys. Okay? Now, the Niners, no disrespect to you, no, Rico.
They're built for right now.
You are in the end phase of your window, maybe another year.
Yeah, you're hitting desperation
time. And you're starting to see, like, the Brandon Ayuks of the world are going to have to go. Right. You're going to get to the end of the cycle for Trent Williams. So, okay.
No disrespect here.
But you can say, for the future ranking, I have no problem you bring the Packers up. I got no problem if you sold me on, you want to say Philly based on talent, based on the amount, Howie
still
Roseman.
Young. Defense is young.
My point is, you're right in that conversation in the NFC. To suggest that it's closed, Mike Greenberg, you're suggesting that the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Packers, the Niners, and maybe teams I'm not even naming, are objectively better now and objectively better in the future, which you cannot by any metric. Or talking to anyone who knows anything about football, you can't make that case. You can't. You want to tell me Shaq was a little overrated and he never met his full potential because he refused to take care of himself and never learned how to make free throws? Acceptable take.
Yeah.
You might not agree with it, but you can have the conversation. You want to do Jordan LeBron? You can do it. You know what you can't do? Tell me the Lions window is closed at 10 minutes into it.
Because if anything, they're probably one of the three or four teams that are still on their way up. They haven't reached their peak yet. You could say maybe Atlanta is on one of those teams on their way up now that they have Cousins. But yeah, the Cowboys, Niners, they're already there. They're starting to do the decline thing. The Eagles, I don't know where they are right
Bit
now.
Bit of a wild card.
Right.
Who else? Now, if you wanted to bring up guys, I think Caleb Williams is the best draft prospect since dot, dot,
with
dot.
With all and, the draft picks that Chicago
right, and you
has.
You want to play that game, you can play it. I'm not doing it. The Lions are the real McCoy.
Right.
They're built good. They're built the right way. They're built up front.
And I think, like, Atlanta, I think, could take that jump like the Lions did this year, where they went from kind of a joke to, wow, we got to take them seriously. Now, they're winning games. Their coach is gone. They actually realize they have star players.
Right.
And you should probably get the ball to the star players.
Why is it the national media? It's so weird to me. They've got this blind spot.
Because Detroit has been a laughing stock for not years, Mike. Decades.
Well, Greeny should know what that looks like. He's a Jets fan. A born loser.
But decades. So therefore, let's see, that's why you don't like him. Now it's coming out. But no, because the Lions have been a punchline for decades, it's hard to shed that label. And you're seeing it now. Nationally, you were cute. You made some noise. You should have won it because you'll never get back there again. You'll never get this close is what he's really saying. I disagree with that. I think that the Lions are probably one of the four teams in the NFC that have a realistic shot at making it to the Super Bowl. Now, for the Lions, I've said it before. Your job, get the number one seed. Take advantage of your fans. Play all your games here at Ford Field. And I think that you would make it to wherever the Super Bowl is next year. But to sit here and write them off,
nuts.
I like the Packers. I like how young they are. I do think they're going to be a problem for the Lions.
You're in a five-year window. You're in it right now, and I really hated that take. It bugged me. That's all. David, take a text, your thoughts, whatever you like, and then I'll get to the people.
Tom in Flat Rock says, it's almost like Greeny thinks only one team per division can make the playoffs. Newsflash, both teams can be good at the same time. The window is not closed. Someone else says, Mike Greenberg is unseasoned chicken. I don't care about what he says.
Oh, not even in paprika.
Not that at all. Another one says, our window's closed? Wait, who's Mike Greenberg?
Okay, come on. Now.
Another person says, Rico, you nailed it. People love a feel-good story, not a real contender that's here to stay, especially Detroit. They don't want to give them their respect. John from Shelby says, really excited for this upcoming season. The Lions seem to have all the pieces in place. Now it's time to just bite some kneecaps and take it all the way. Also, F Mike Greenberg.
I mean, to me, probably the two most dangerous teams because they're young. Well, three. I think the Packers are good.
I think the Lions are good. And in the AFC, I think the Texans. Looking at what C.J. Stroud did, if he could duplicate that, that's going to be a problem team. Now, eventually, I think that that would be the team that could, if anybody knocks off Mahomes and the Chiefs, it's going to be them. Because they're already there. They're starting to sell off pieces. They're bargaining to keep everybody together. They probably got one more run in them, and then it's going to be enough's enough. We're going to have to start all over again.
Go ahead, David, and then I'll get to the callers.
Greeny also said the Bears will be in the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, we can ignore him.
Look, I don't care if you get things wrong. We all get things wrong. I get things wrong all the time. If you've never gotten anything wrong, you've never said anything of note. I'm not holding him to some batting average. What I'm saying is, from time to time, you hear one of these national media with an utterly insane, ill-informed, and seemingly trollerific take. And I don't know if it just comes from their army of writers or from their, you know, cheese kernel-filled brain. But that's really awful. The Lions' window is closed because they blew the lead in San Francisco. How about the roster allocation? How about their cap table? How about the talent they have on controllable deals? How about we actually talk a little football here?
But see, if you're going to get angry because they blew the lead in San Francisco, then you can say the same thing about the Packers and Jordan Love throwing the ball across his body into coverage and ending the game for them.
How dare you?
Facts.
It's true. 248-539-9797. I'm going to get to your phone calls next. We've got a tournament by the numbers at 4. We're going to do a little football today because there is a new mock draft. Mock football! There's a mock draft. And it has the Lions, I've been informed, doing something that I on a one-off said they could do.
That, folks.
It's exciting. It's exciting. We got some things.
Stuff.
Sports.
Food.
Pretzels. 248-539-9797. Kenny, don't look at me that way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How can Greg Campy say what he just said about Rocket Watts? First of all, no, Rocket Watts can't compete with Kentucky because Rocket Watts couldn't hack it at Michigan State. Second of all, Rocket Watts has never averaged so many as 9 points a game in his career. Not 19, 9.
See, I thought he was talking about the other guy.
Was talking about Rocket Watts.
He said it was
third
two guys.
Third of all, Rocket Watts plays 17 minutes a night. And if Rocket Watts were any damn good, Rocket Watts wouldn't have left the Power Five. He went from Michigan State. Where did he go, Rico?
Mississippi State.
How'd that go? It didn't.
He's at Oakland.
That's right.
Got injured, though.
Didn't he go to Toledo?
No,
there wasn't a stop in between?
No.
Oh, that was the joke I made, that the only rocket he should ever get is the one on his shorts.
All three of his team made the tournament.
The point I'm making is, come on, man. That's not even fair to the kid.
Yeah, he was talking about Rocket Watts. He has the Power 5 body. He can compete. Yeah.
Then what the hell is he doing at Oakland?
Fine institution.
Oh, shut up. Why are you so mean? I'm not mean. I just, and again, that's not an OU specific thing.
Hi, Kenny.
No. I don't. I'm saying coaches everywhere do stuff like this.
Yeah, the coach.
And it's not even fair to the player.
I mean, what else is he going to say?
No, you don't say
that. We have no chance.
No, you don't say that. I'm just saying, Rocket Watts, if anything, talk up Trey Tompkins.
Right. You can love on your players, but knowing that he played at a Power 5 school, you can't say that about him because it didn't work there.
No, I think some of it is just kind of coach speak. You want to make the, you know, Kentucky and Cal like, and we got to look out for Rocket. Wait a minute.
That's what I'm trying to do is make coach speak great again. I can't stand coach speak. It drives me insane. Just don't do that.
Yeah, but when you go honest coach speak, then people are like, oh, well, you know, it's a delicate balance because – you know, you look at Patino, basically said, my team sucks. And guess what? The tournament committee said, you're right. They do suck.
Rocket, I just pulled this. It's unbelievable. Rocket Watts has never shot better than 41% from the field. He has never shot north of 26% from three. He has never averaged even 9 points a game. And I'm hearing about he's going to play a major role against Kentucky. Come on, man. Please. Go get, I'll tell you what, go find Kay Felger, see if you can put him in a Rocket Watts jersey, and see if anyone notices. Now that I can get down. Call up Riley Marshall, see if he's got anything left. Where's that Petros kid who played there for 30 years? Petrus, whatever his name was, the power forward. You remember him?
I do.
Now he had a power five body. He was only like 6'5". But you know, he reminded me of that Mancuso kid for Northwestern. Oh, the Rocket Watts thing. And you know what? I admit it. Part of it bugs me because I was so excited when State got Rocket Watts. And then that excitement dissipated quickly.
Yeah, he hasn't had a good story from his... Now, he actually went to a fake high school.
He did?
Yeah.
Where?
He ended up going to...
He went to Detroit West Lutheran?
No. He went to the school in Ohio. But the coach... It was like one of those, like an IMG... But then the coach left, and then they were just like, okay, well, what do we do? We don't.
And it's not Bishop Sycamore.
No, it wasn't Bishop Sycamore, but it was another school where it was very similar, except for the head coach was also like a teacher and all of that. And he got a job somewhere else. So Rocket was like, they were everybody was left in limbo. Like, okay, did we just graduate? Like. What do we do?
Like if the teacher doesn't show up for class, do we get to leave?
Right.
Kind of thing?
Yeah. So
how did the Mississippi State thing come about?
I guess he thought he was going to go down there and get more playing time.
Let me help you. He didn't. 248-539-9797.
It was one of those things that, probably listened to too many outside people who said, oh, you should be the man at Michigan State. And it's just like, dude, you're playing your freshman year. Like
right, and you're also shooting 35% and 25% split.
Right, it's like, but no, he had people in his camp who thought that he should be the man.
We're going to go to Don, 97.1. Hi, Don, what's going on?
Hey, guys, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
So, when I heard your statement, reading Mike Greenberg's statement, I about fell out of my seat because he couldn't be more wrong. Hey, and I drive a truck for a living, so that's not a good thing. So... I have four reasons why the Lions are actually in their prime, and many of whom you've mirrored. But I think the first reason I thought of, and I'll preface it with like a small little tiny clean joke, is Chuck Norris is in a room and Dan Campbell walks in. Chuck Norris leaves. The reason why the Lions are viable is because of Dan Campbell. This guy's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's ready. He's ready to take this team where it needs to be. The reason number two is they're really young. It's a super young team still. And everybody's under contract for a while, and they have cap space. The reason three is their defensive line got better, along with their defensive backfield this year, and we expect the draft to even include that. And then the fourth reason is their offensive line, guys. You've talked about it. Their offensive line is completely the best line in the NFL, and it's not going to change.
I'm with you from a coaching standpoint and from an identity standpoint. It is. It's built for the long haul. Like, this is not, you know, Dan Campbell is a player's coach. There's a care factor. I think people want to play for him. I think that helps you. The idea that somehow their window opened and closed, it like blossomed in 10 seconds. I just, that's a rough take from ESPN.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody who really knows how the Lions are built believes in that way. I wanted to do two segments on it, at least stick up for them, because that's a crap take on national TV.
No, it was, because you basically said you're cute, patted you on the head, and said, now go back to the back of the line. Oh, by the way, it was Spire Academy. That was the name of it.
Spire Academy.
Yeah, or Spire. Yeah, S-P-I-R-E, Academy. He went there, but then the academy just kind of stopped when the coach left and got another job.
Look at you dropping knowledge. That's beautiful. Spire Academy. All right. Let's, you know what I want to get into. We got to do this mock draft. We have to. Because the Lions
more
are picking.
More football questions.
It is just.
I got a fever.
Okay.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, David, Rico, this is a treat. The Lions have a wild selection in here. It is also 17 quarterbacks in the first 18 picks. This is the Kuiper hairspray mock. Let's go through it.
You're right about the quarterback, so let's just start with them, man. Chicago takes Caleb Williams. Washington takes Jaden Daniels. New England takes Drake May. I'll just skip along. I'll get to all the quarterbacks here, okay? Let's go to number 11. The Vikings take J.J. McCarthy. And at 12, the Denver Broncos select Bo Nix.
How offended is Rico Beard that five quarterbacks are off the board before your godson, Michael Penix?
Very, very offended. But I understand the injury thing, so I'm not going to sit here and get mad. Teams are taking a look and making sure that he's going to be healthy. But you said J.J. at what pick?
11 for the Vikings.
How offended are you, Mike, that your team said, we don't need a quarterback. Daniel Jones is our guy.
Yeah, I've pretty much given up on life. So I don't have the ability to be offended. I've given up on my team.
See, because from everything that I'm hearing, somebody's going to move up to get J.J. And I think it's a consensus that he's a first-round QB, but, man, you're going to pay a lot to get him.
It's desperation. Look, even John Jansen, who's the ultimate Michigan homer, admits J.J.'s not a top-10 pick. But it's never about that. If you don't have a quarterback, you have to do dirty things to get one. That's it. I just think it's hilarious. Bo Nix at 12. Penix is gone with the wind. And I know what you're trying to get the Giants to do. We're not doing that today. David, continue
trade
with the
up.
Interesting selections, please.
Yeah, so at 4 and 5 and 6, we have wide receivers. We have Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4, Malik Nabers at 5, and Rome Odunze at 6.
There you go.
For the Giants.
You get my godson.
I don't care. Next. Keep going down the line, please. Who do the Vikings got? They got J.J.
They have
J.J. Who do
JJ,
the Packers take?
The Packers.
Who do the Bears take at 9? Let's get some sizzle.
The Vikings at 23. Remember, they have two picks. They have Cooper DeJean. The Packers select at 25, Leotu Latu.
Oh, from UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd the Bears take with 9?
The Bears at 9 took Jarrett Verse.
All right, so Bears pass rusher to go with Montez Sweat. I couldn't argue it. Probably Dallas Turner viewed as the better player. I like
Jarrett Verse. He's taken above him, yes.
The Vikings take a corner because I think that's what they do every year. There's something in that franchise. The Packers one is super interesting because he may end up being the best pass rusher in the draft. He was unblockable in college. And look, the Packers, they took Van Ness last year. They're loading up. You're going to have to get to the quarterback in this division with Caleb and with Goff and with, let's say it's JJ. If you don't have a pass rush, you're going to get eaten alive.
And I think with the Bears and the Vikings, if you do take rookie quarterbacks, I think the bar is low that first year. So you can really solidify yourself as one of the top two teams in this division.
What I don't understand with this mock draft is that at 10, the Jets take tight end Brock Bowers. Now, at this point of the mock draft, there had only been one offensive tackle selected. So you can still have the pick of the litter here, and they go with tight end at number 10.
Yeah, but again, David, it's about weapons. Look, Brock Bowers for a long time was supposed to go in the top 8. I don't know what has happened. I don't know if it's prospect fatigue. I don't know if it's the injury.
No, Mike, I think it's simply just the quarterbacks, because if you're that high, you need a quarterback.
All right.
And the receivers, people seem to think that they are so special that they are the next tier.
Okay.
Then you end up with
Brock Bowers, the most special college tight end I've seen in 10 years.
Right, but now you have teams that all of a sudden are saying, wait, we can get the best defensive players at pick 8 and 9?
Wait, we've seen tight ends go in the top 10. How many? Like,
no, we have.
How,
Mike,
is Bowers not getting that treatment? What am I missing? Did the ankle, is there a bad medical? What am I missing here? Help me.
Has Georgia had their media? I mean, they're a pro day yet, Kenny?
They did. He skipped it because of still dealing with the injury.
And there it
there
is.
There we right. get so, a little something.
He'll have a day in
but
April.
But I don't have a problem with the Jets taking him because I think Bowers could still be one of the 5 best players in the draft.
So let me just get to it, okay? We'll work backwards from there if you want to, but I want to give you plenty of time to discuss what the Lions do here at 29. They take wide receiver out of South Carolina, Xavier Legit.
He's a stud. He's a do-everything stud for them. When he plays and he's healthy, he's like Deebo Samuel. He's that kind of comp, not just because Deebo went to South Carolina, but he plays that role. He's a really good football player that very few people watched. I am not going to knock it. I'm not. I could see a pathway to doing it.
No. But here's the thing.
What's the thing?
Don't you already have that guy on the team? And what is that saying about the guy who's on the team already? Because it kind of goes back to what I said earlier in the show, where you could draft depth, and once you realize, I'm not going to pay this guy, I'm going to replace this guy. Isn't that what St. Brown does for this team?
No, it's okay. Deebo and Ayuk and Kittle, work in harmony.
Right, but I'm saying St. Brown is, to me, is the kind of that Deebo type of guy for the Lions, where you can run him, you can put him in the slot, you can put him all over, you can hand the ball off to him, you can give him the jet sweeps.
Okay, what's better than that? I'll take 2 of them.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, you can't depend on J-Mo yet. Josh Reynolds is on the last year, a 1 year, that they just re-signed him, right? You talked about having the ability to have some depth, right? Isn't that what this is?
It is. I thought maybe if you went after a big receiver. But okay.
Yeah, because he's listed at 6'3", but at the combine, he's 6'1".
Oh, that always happens.
Yeah,
Antoine
exactly.
Randle L. was listed at 5'10". How did
right.
that go? Guy was 4 feet tall.
So as expected, let me go back. The first cornerback taken off the board is at 15, Quinyon Mitchell. I think he's becoming the consensus best corner in this draft. And then we have at 20, the Pittsburgh Steelers take Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU. Nate Wiggins, cornerback, goes 22 to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And let me, can I just add one more thing?
Sure.
Just because I was thinking about this. Like, we talk about it. The Lions don't have a contested catch guy. They also don't have a physical. Now, look, I love Amon-Ra and pay him every bit of $25, $27 million. It's not a shot, but he's not physically imposing, right? If you draft Legit, you're getting that piece to the offense. Like, that is the one missing piece. Now, I love that they move Laporta out in the red zone, but when we're talking about it, I don't want you to think I'm trying to replace anybody. I'm saying complementary abilities. Like, if I drafted Xavier Worthy, that's redundant. I have J-Mo. They don't have anybody like that cat. Then you give Ben Johnson a toy where all of a sudden now Now, this guy can carry the rock here or there. That downhill physical. I'm not telling you it's the leader in the clubhouse for me, but man, if they did it, I wouldn't rip it.
Well, see, I just thought that was St. Brown because I remember like in the Niner game on that third down play and they
didn't get it.
They put him in the backfield.
Right, and he didn't get it. You're 6'3", 220, you might get it.
Mistakes were made.
Yeah, and at that point, like we talked about before,
sorry,
it's best player available.
Right, so, and if you have a profile that guy fits what you do and it's a premium, maybe that puts you over the top. Yeah. Maybe he's the guy who gets that carry on the third and two.
Correct.
Maybe you're throwing the ball to him and it's a contested grab. And instead of dropping it like Josh Reynolds, he gets it. But I'm a nerd. I watch him. Can't help it.
I'm very impressed.
I'm a loser. Cash the ticket.
You had a fever.
And the only recipe was Mel Kiper. Exactly.
And that is.
Where did they even get that when they used that on their show?
I think they probably just had the guy record him.
Will that guy record whatever we tell him to record?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Let me get writing.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.